You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Have a cup of coffee, sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy.
This is where all your friends hang out. Everybody knows your name.
Good morning, Madison.
Wow. It feels so much better now, despite the rain, right?
Yeah.
And Idiocracy stories that brought everybody down today. Yeah.
Despite the fact that this is day one of construction on John Nolan Drive. Down to one lane in each direction. Good morning. How you doing out
really,
there?
Really, the end result will be just fantastic 80 years from now when the fund is restored after Trump leaves office.
God. Yeah.
It's not going to work out. I just have a bad feeling about this. Okay. All right. All right, let's get to a few stories here, okay, because these are the big stories.
Oh, coming up in a half hour, by the way, John. Yeah. Don't want to forget Steve Cochran Chicago.
Yes.
Chicago radio personality.
I know what's going on in Chicago.
Exactly, yeah. So much happening there with ice in town. So we'll get the latest from Steve coming up.
All right. You know, we've been waiting for the Republicans to come back from vacation in order to negotiate a deal.
Yes.
They know they need the votes of Democrats in order to continue the government funding.
Right. Yeah.
The shutdowns. For some reason, they didn't think they needed to negotiate with the Democrats at all and just expected them to vote with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does that seem stupid? Huh. It does. It does really seem stupid. But the thing they don't get is that Democrats are doing this in order to restore the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act so our premiums don't go up skyrocket each and every month. And actually bringing down the economy, because that'll take a lot of money out of the economy right into the insurance companies. So anyway, Senator John Kennedy, who's killing that name, he was wrong about the ACA subsidies, and I couldn't believe this. He would love to steer the conversation away from the subsidies and just do something else. Calling the ACA a failure that hurts people is just an amazing thing. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Other thing that's being lost in all this, Kim, the Democrats say it's about health care and about extending the Obamacare
subsidy. It is. It's that.
But we also need to have a conversation.
What's that?
About Obamacare itself.
Oh, really?
Subsidies or no subsidies? Yeah. The damn thing's broken.
Yep. It is.
And we were told that if we passed Obamacare, mm-hmm. health insurance would be cheaper and more accessible.
It is.
And it's been neither. We were told it would make our lives better. It's made our lives worse.
It has.
So whether you subsidize the thing or not, it's got to be fixed. And that's what's being lost in the debate.
Here's the thing about fixing the ACA.
Yeah.
Republicans tried to kill the ACA so many times I can't even count how many times that was.
Yeah. 50 or 60 times.
On top of that,
yeah.
We knew that there were some small problems in the ACA, which I can't even think of at this point. They're just small, but they need to be adjusted. When you pass any kind of bill, you'll find out whether there are some flaws in it, some things you need to take out or add. The Republicans refuse to do anything with the Affordable Care Act. They will not update it. They will not change some of the flaws. They will not do anything about it. So to sit there and complain about the ACA is outrageous first. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, it has made it cheaper because we do get the tax credits. and it's made it easier for people to get health care. And it does include those people with pre-existing conditions. That's the whole point of this thing. And he's just making this stuff up, and he doesn't want to talk about the tax credits again. The Republicans knew that they needed the votes of the Democrats, and they refused to go along with that. Mm-hmm. And now they're still not going to, they're never going to negotiate this thing, by the way. And by the way, the insurance companies also went in before, as that big bad bill was being talked about and written, They went in there and said, you can't do that. You can't get rid of these credits because we are going to dump out of the Affordable Care Act. We're not going to offer it in these states if you do this, or the premiums are going to go skyrocketing if you do this. And they did it anyway. There are all these different elements that they just completely ignored to get their way. They do not listen. They don't care about anybody in this country. And again, if there is a way that we could have a referendum, a nationwide referendum, and just take their health care away in Congress, take it away until they give us universal health care, that's what I'm pushing. That's what I want. And if I can't get that, at least Democrats, I know you're working on the ACA tax credits, but whatever you do, start talking about universal health care. Right. My God, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? I have to stamp my foot?
Come on. You know who's with you on this is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know the world's changing when she jumps on board.
Well, we went out for a beer the other night.
Yeah, you talked her into it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Well, you know, she's aggressive. All right, here, let's move on to Project. Well, you know, Project 2025 has come and gone, and you know, we're realizing every element of Project 2025. But get this, Heritage Foundation has a new story that they're working on, and it is something that you'll be amazed with. Right?
Okay.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing, the Republican policy apparatus went into immediate work. The Heritage Foundation, which published Project 2025 and its spinoff, The Oversight Project, issued a call for the FBI to designate, get this is the term, transgender ideology-inspired violent extremism, or TIVE, as a domestic terrorism threat category. So they want to make transgender ideology-inspired violent extremism a terrorist threat category. Category, which, by the way, they can't do in this country. We can't designate terrorist organizations in this country like neo-Nazis or anybody else, or even Antifa. You can't do it. You just can't. But anyway, that's the story. They're working on it, and that's why they are being so aggressively targeting transgender individuals. All right?
Wow.
Just to let you know.
It's good to know.
Keep you updated on that. Okay. Now, the word is, Gordy, the word is that Antifa, the network, still has not been found.
Still looking for it.
They're still looking for the Antifa network.
Yeah.
There aren't any burning cities, no violent protests, ICE getting doxxed, none of that. The neo-Nazis and Proud Boy organizations are not also categorized as terrorist groups, only just Antifa, the network Antifa. This is all through the Looking Glass stuff. Now, I found this. Somebody put all these cuts together of people saying there's no Antifa. Okay, so let's listen to cut 115. This is cut 115. No Antifa.
There's no Antifa. This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa.
Like, I don't even know what Antifa is. There is no group.
It's not even like far-right groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Compared to right-wing extremists, Antifa-linked violence is rare and limited.
It isn't an organization. It is, in many ways, mythology.
It's not like the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers, you know, sort of defined terrorist organizations with leadership that leads violence.
It's not a highly organized movement. It's a moniker. It's not a unified group like the Proud Boys are.
Things like Antifa are things that are thought up.
It's all in this guise of going after Antifa, which is nothing. There's no organization called Antifa.
Nobody's a member of Antifa because it doesn't exist. They are just declaring into existence something that doesn't exist.
There is no Antifa organization. So maybe that's good for social media, but it really is non-existent.
They exist on the internet and chat rooms and in 4chan and Discord and places like that, where they run discussion boards, trade tactics, documents, things like that.
Yeah.
But none of them are called Antifa.
No. In fact, I looked at a lot of that stuff. Mega found the proof in photo interpretations and manipulations, random videos, and get this, even a crowd in a Simpsons episode where they pointed out who the Antifa members were at Duff's bar.
Really?
Yeah.
In the Simpsons?
Yes. Yes, cartoons. They actually pointed out which ones were Antifa members. And, of course, you know, only Antifa wears black, so photos of January 6th MAGAs in black are now Antifa, although I thought they were in disguise dressed as MAGAs. Anyway, Cal from Truth Justice USA posted, speaking about January 6th, the fact that Trump deployed the National Guard to states over the wishes of their governors, yet he didn't deploy them on January 6th over the supposed objections of Pelosi when, you know, he wasn't in control, proves that he was lying about the deployment of the National Guard. Okay? And this is very interesting, by the way. If you want to follow somebody, this is Del Cameron. He's a journalist for Wired Magazine. You got to, this guy really, he's updated on this really well. He has covered topics related to Antifa, notably debunked misinformation about the movement during the 2020 wildfires. His reporting has detailed how Trump's Department of Homeland Security attempted to create a narrative of an Antifa terrorist network in the summer of 2020. I didn't know that. Cameron highlighted how the DHS used a catch-all term, violent Antifa anarchist inspired. VAAI, that was, it made an acronym out of it, to conflate different left-wing categories and justify intelligence analysis against protesters. So if you got to follow anybody, Del Cameron at Wired. Check him out. He's been doing this for a long, long time. He deals with data stuff as well. So
Del Cameron.
Check it out. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got a lot of calls here. Let's go to Rick. What do you got for us, Rick?
Good morning, Rick. Go ahead.
Morning, guys.
Yeah.
I was calling in. The trouble is with your narrative about the shutdown. Mm-hmm. Government shutdown is exactly what they want. It fits the modern Republican Party's narrative that government doesn't work. We need to destroy it, tear it down, and employ or implant a monarchy, a unitary executive, to run everything.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the ACA. They don't want to negotiate with the ACA because two-thirds of it, the vast majority of the verbiage, is stuff that the Republican Party insisted needed to be in now.
Yep.
So that's they want it broken. They want to tear it down.
I agree,
they
Rick.
Want...
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Absolutely. And that's why I don't believe that they have any intention whatsoever to negotiate this this particular point.
Yeah.
In fact, I you know, the thing that bothers me about this is that they're now tearing apart other departments now to go and and reduce the size of government. And it's even getting worse and worse now.
Yeah.
So this is not a great situation to be in. And I think that they really do love the fact that they're making people suffer, firing them when they could be on deferral.
Deferral, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They could be.
Furlough.
Furlough. Yeah. I was, you know, working for the census at one time.
Right.
And I was on furloughs as well for a few of those shutdowns.
Yes. And you got your money eventually.
I did. I did get my money, yes. Yeah. I'm a wealthy man now.
Well, good for you. Glad that all worked out for you. Okay. It is 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll continue with more on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy, and check us out on the Civic Media app and Bluetooth it into your car radio and enjoy the show while you're watching it on YouTube.
We have some rain showers working their way across Madison right now. Some wet streets out there. Looking out our State Street window here, it's damp and people are carrying their umbrellas. So not a bad idea to grab that on the way out the door. And temperatures today pretty mild, high around 69. Scattered showers this morning, then just kind of cloudy.
Didn't the Beatles once have a song, Rain?
Yes, they did. It was a great song.
No one, you know, it's
nobody ever
always
plays
one
it.
Of my favorite songs.
Oh, I know. It was really
and
one
no
of
one
the,
played it.
Was
even
one
back
of the
then.
First psychedelic songs. I mean, the one that they look back now and go, "Oh yeah, things really changed with that song."
I love that song.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
we'll have to find that, Dom.
All right, well, let's delve into what's going on in Israel right now. We've been watching Trump, who stopped talking.
Finally, finished up with the legislature there.
Yeah.
And the hostages have been released.
Yeah.
Some of them. So
the ones that survived.
Yes. All right. Should we go to the phone?
Sure. Let's talk to CJ a moment here. Please don't tune out, folks.
All right. Good morning, CJ.
Wow, guys. You finally got to the world news.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned it a little
amazing.
Earlier.
But, yeah. You know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised you get your news from The Simpsons. But
that was a mega who posted the Simpsons picture from a cartoon of people in a bar, and he designated a few people in that bar, animated cartoon people, as Antifa. So that's the proof that Antifa is out there infiltrating our cartoon network. All right.
Well, I guess listening to your party for 2.5 years that the border was secure.
Yeah.
You know, we'll find out the truth in the long run.
Well, you forget that the Republicans came up.
They're going to follow the money.
The Republican,
that's what it's going to lead to.
The Republicans came up with an actual bill.
Covered so much news that I like to backtrack a little bit, if I may.
Well,
you talked about the ASA, the Affordable Care Act, which it isn't. You know.
Well, I don't know. I've been a part of it. I think it's very affordable. I'm part of it.
Well, the one caller that said that, you know, the Republicans got all kinds of amendments in there. They didn't get one amendment. The one they wanted was to allow companies to sell across state lines, and the Democrats fought that. That would have given competition. Competition means lower prices.
Can I respond to that? Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Okay. When insurance companies were approached about selling across state lines, they decided it was a really bad idea because they had to establish new companies, new offices in those states, and it wasn't a good investment for them. So they didn't. No, insurance companies did not want to go across state lines. Most of them. All right. Now you have the big ones, Humana and health care organizations, but most of them did not want to cross state lines. All right?
You know,
so just to let you know what happened way back when.
Okay.
All right? Keep going.
All
right.
We have Charles on the line.
We have Charles on the line. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, this guy, I never heard not one Democratic politician say the border was secure. Not one.
No.
Now, if he can give me the name of one, then I'll research it. But I don't know where he comes up with this stuff at. It's like he just picks it out of the air. I never heard one Democratic politician say the border was secure. Mm-hmm. My second question is, I wonder what does Mr. Stone have to say about Qatar building the Trump letting the Qatar build an army base for training on United States soil.
Right.
Idaho. Yeah.
And he's got the nerve to say, follow the money. You're right. Follow the money. Because Trump and his family have made a whole lot of money in what? I think it's only been like maybe 7 or 8 months since he's been back in office.
Right. Well, you know, the thing here is, and I did look at a post from a MAGA, and he was actually pretty right on about that army base. What's happening is we sell all of these products to all these different countries. And those products have to be, you know, their arms, of course. They have to be trained in order to use those. And what they do is they set up training grounds here in the United States at these army bases. Yeah. And that's why they have done what they've done.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a German army base in Texas that they're also helping with. So there are two other countries in this country, and there's actually one other one at the same base that Qatar is going to. So they train them how to use this weaponry, and that's why we're doing this and helping them out. So
Charles, that
makes sense to me, right. Charles.
Thanks for that information.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And I learned that from a mega, posted a long video, but I thought, you know, this makes sense to me. So,
yeah. Really? Okay. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking to Steve Cochran from Chicago. Tell us what's really going on the ground there. And he's a Chicago radio personality and podcaster.
Got a couple of cuts. I got J.B. Pritzker. Okay. We'll play that for him and a few other. I think there's a Chicago priest that also spoke about a state of emergency there in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's day one of John Nolan Drive construction. So if you're out there this morning in the rain going down that one lane going each direction, well, they got one lane in one direction, man, one lane in the other. But yeah, it's only day one of a, what, 2 year, 3 year project, something.
And you thought you woke up from a nightmare.
What? Yeah, really? yes. Okay. We're coming back after a check of the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Steve Cochran with John Peterson and Gordy Young, along with Dom Lee. Stay with us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Don at the controls. We're heading down to Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm. In downtown Chicago, let's join Steve Cochran. He is live from his office this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, fellas. Fellas, tell me a story. What's it like to have winners everywhere? what's it like when the Packers win and the Brewers win and the Bucks win and... what's it like, fellas? What's it like?
It's really cool.
You know, we gather all the greatest sports players in the world in Wisconsin because it's so safe. Yeah. No earthquakes, no fires.
Of course, I'm a transplanted Wisconsinite. I grew up around Chicago, so I was rooting for the Cubs all the way. But
my wife is rooting for the Cubs, too.
Yeah.
But she's now rooting for the Brewers, and we're going to have the Brewers on our TV set in the evening now. And that's not good because I want to watch something else.
Well, they start tonight against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I know.
So. It's going to be fun. And honestly, LA's had enough.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let's do it for Uke. Let's do it for Uke.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Uecker.
Mm-hmm. You know, you guys were talking about, you know, the risk and danger and things before we came on, and I did something stupid this weekend. I was hitchhiking, not a great idea, with my Trump sucks sign. And
What happened?
Vans pulling over. Wow. I haven't run that far in forever.
That is fantastic. What a way to get picked up.
Yeah. It's a rough way to get a ride, actually.
Yeah, but, it is. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a kooky time in which we live.
You know, I'm thinking, Steve, that maybe because we're so close to Lake Michigan that we might have to start pirate radio stations again.
Out in the water,
Out in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and avoid ice.
There was a some people might know the name of the famous disc jockey in New York named Scott Shannon.
Oh, sure.
And he had a pirate radio thing that he was doing for a while. And I think he actually thought he was a pirate. kind of had that voice and the whole thing. Look, if you don't protect what's in the Bill of Rights, you got nothing.
Yeah.
So you've got to stand up and scream and you got to shout about it. As you know, the war in Chicago. Oh, good God, the war.
I know.
Doc!
Yeah, how's that going? Give us the latest.
It's just completely unsafe. You can't go to Walgreens without trying to find a parking space and not knowing if you're going to get one. And how about Portland? Oh, you talk about trouble in Portland. You know, Portland is the city of roses, and it's just slightly more violent than Iowa. So I think it's trumped up just a bit, just a wee bit, don't you?
Yes. I would think it is a little trumped up, but I like what they're doing in Portland. They're dressing up in Halloween costumes and protesting that way. How do you haul somebody like that away
look serious, right? Yeah, taking away children's mascots. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. You must feel great when you look in the mirror.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Now, I understand in Chicago, though, some of the folks there have been, when they see ice coming, they lock up their doors. They lock up the restaurants. They don't let them use the bathrooms. That's right. They've been kind of fighting back or, you know, towing their trucks away and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
And good for them. The amazing thing is that, it's all hypocrisy out of Washington to begin with. The idea that you want to have your bread delivered to your table and your plates bussed by the hardest working people in the restaurant. Oh, and you also want them arrested. And then you can't understand why you don't have your bread and you don't know, and you're bussing your own table. Exactly. And that's just a small example. You think about the farmers, man. I grew up in dairy farm country. You guys know a little bit of something about dairy farms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do people think is going to happen? And I still cannot find a single person who's actually been hurt by one of these crazed illegals. You know, it's all a fallacy of Fox News. It's all, it's insane. You run out of words on how to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I did read a story about some in the White House are complaining that he is watching way too much Fox News, and he's they hear him yelling and shouting at the TV all the time.
Grandpa gets crazy.
Yeah.
Give him some more butterscotch candies because he's all wound up.
Well, how are things going in Chicago? I mean, you know, this is like this is ground zero, truly, besides Portland. I mean, this is the place. And now a judge has said, you know, for 2 weeks now, they can't send ICE agents in or National Guard from Texas into the state.
Right.
So how's the situation playing out over there? I know I have a cut from JB, by the way.
Go ahead, play it.
Okay, let's listen to this. Cut 116. JB.
Here we go.
The governor.
Another thing that's happened, and very few people paying attention, you probably are, which is they asked for, they demanded, the DOJ did, our voter data. Not just ours. In Illinois. Every state's voter data. Why? They won't tell us why. And actually, what they seem to be looking for, remember back to the 2020 elections, is they want to be able to find voter fraud, which lots of organizations have been looking for voter fraud, as you know, for a long time. There's very little voter fraud going on, very little. They're calling for all these databases so that they can look through them, and yet they won't tell you when they're going to come up with any conclusion about whatever it is they're looking for. Next year, when we have a November election, I think you're going to see two things that occur. One, you won't have had any results from this mass collection of data, of voter data. And then the second is you're going to have soldiers or people dressed as soldiers at polling places saying we're protecting your voting rights. You know, this is about voter integrity. And then the possibility that they'll be doing what Michael Flynn urged the president to do back in 2020, which is seize the ballot boxes at the polling places so that we can have the military do a fair count. Now, if you put all the things together that are happening right now, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Think about how hard they fought on this issue of whether the election had been stolen in 2020, right? The January 6th riot being an example of that, but lots of other things. And then all of those people at January 6th, you know, being pardoned. All of that, put all those together and ask yourself, do you think what I just said is completely ridiculous? Do you think what I just said is something that's really possible with Trump as president and Stephen Miller in the White House and, you know, and all the same people kind of advising the president that are at the, you know, at the edges of the law.
Well, Steve, you know, yeah, I gotta say, JB is a real fighter.
He is.
He has been amazing, and to also be funny in the process as well. I hope people saw the video of him from Ground Zero yes. with his flak jacket on. but what he describes is exactly right. And the frustrating thing for me, and I know you guys feel the same way, is through the last few years, the lack of an extension of common sense. You cannot fix an election in this country. You cannot fix a national election. There's Democrats and Republicans involved, and there's too many people involved. It would be the greatest conspiracy ever. People can't keep a secret for 5 minutes about their neighbor without jumping on social media, and you think you can fix an election? It's an insane premise. And the biggest criminal right now in all of it is the Attorney General. She should have been arrested and thrown in jail by now. She's an absolute shill for Trump.
Unbelievable, yes.
And the backstop we have, the only backstop we have, are the courts. And if the Supreme Court doesn't actually do their job, I don't know where we go.
Yeah.
Well, and just a few days ago, the ICE guys down in Chicago went after a journalist, threw a WGN a camera person or a producer to the ground.
Debbie Brockman. She I worked with her briefly. Don't know her well at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, nice lady, you know, speaking up. I don't know if she yelled out the window. Good Lord. In America, you can yell out a window? Mm. Oh, we got to shut that down. But this notion that this older lady was a threat and she's viciously thrown to the ground, has her pants pulled off practically. Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
nobody backs. Listen, I back the police. I back law enforcement. They have an unbelievably difficult job. This isn't law enforcement. This is thugs.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And what you've seen, you know, videos, all are, we're watching this in real time. We're watching children being cuffed and hauled away separate from their from their parents. Yeah. It's just outrageous. I can't even wrap my head around what's happening. And it's being accepted by the mega contingent out there. I don't understand how this can be acceptable to them. It may come around to them one of these days.
Right. Right. That's the thing you don't understand, right? To what end?
Yeah.
You think this is going to stay this way, provided we all survive through the election that the governor was talking about? Yeah. How do you think this is going to turn around? Of course it is. And then what happens? And you have to count on the Democrats being the ones to be the grown-ups and do the right thing and not act the way this has gone on. But the fact is, they've set up levers and systems and things that you can't unravel. And you can't unravel quickly. And there's going to be payback, even if it's unintentional payback, against Republicans who believe in this nonsense.
That's right.
We're talking with Steve Cochran. He's a Chicago radio personality, has a great podcast, and you can find him at in his office, a Substack article that he has every week or so.
Yeah, there's Substack. You know, we have some stand-up comedy coming up.
Yeah, what do you have stand-up-wise? Where are you going to be?
November 15th. Yeah. I'm going to be at the Copley Theater in Aurora 2 days before I get my other knee replaced.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
I had a right knee replacement. I'm getting a left knee replacement because the right knee is 3 or 4 years old. The left knee is 64 years old. So the right knee wants to run. The left knee wants to sit. I just spend the whole day spinning. So we're getting the left knee done. But 2 days before, doing stand-up comedy. It's all at CochranShow.com. Yeah. Thanks for the plug, boys.
All right. Yeah, sure. Well, maybe we can plug John and Gordy's Antifa After School chapter that we're trying to get in all the public schools now that Turning Point USA is trying to get into all the K-12s. We're thinking of Antifa After School, and we're hoping that maybe we'll be accepted at a few here in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, we're working on it. We're going to workshop a little bit more. But
fantastic. I wouldn't change the name.
I don't think they've found any Antifa networks out there still to this day.
Keep looking.
No, again, it's part of the fantasy world they live in. But make sure you get the pens and the tchotchkes. It's Antifa After School. Those are collector's items.
Oh, they will be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
What, anything else?
What's it like, fellas? What's it like to have a winner?
Yes, the Brewers.
Well, you know,
best team in baseball.
It was tight. It was a tight series.
Yes,
you know?
It was.
It was good.
Yeah, and you know, I feel bad for the Cubs, but you know, at the same time, Milwaukee hasn't been at a series for ages,
right?
Know?
And like you said before, this is all in memory of Bob Uecker this whole year.
Yeah.
So it's great to see them move on.
That's right.
And
I heard the Dodgers over the weekend. I'll leave you with this. He said he knew his career was over when his baseball card came out with no picture.
Okay.
As a
youth for you. Yeah, right.
That's beautiful. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, good talking to you.
Yeah.
Take care. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Steve Cochran from Chicago. We'll be back with more. We'll wrap things up after this on WMDX.
Oh, man.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Goose Step Mama on the cover chart. Goose Step Mama, taken by and large.
WMDX 92. 7, and also on the Civic Media.
Okay. It's cloudy out there and kind of cool. 59 degrees. We'll see highs around 69 today. A few scattered sprinkles and showers out there, but no big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no big deal. Why don't we go to the phone lines right away here and wrap up the show with a couple of callers, right?
All right. Let's go to Dick on the line here. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Real quick, to that Mutual Admiration Society meeting, that speech to the Knesset, where they're blowing smoke up each other's behind. The only thing I did hear from Trump, I watched very little of it, is he said, "I hate war, and proof of it is," paraphrasing him, "I've ended 8 wars in 8 months." Well, how come you can't end the war on the American people?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Real quickly, to the sports over the weekend, I got a suggestion for Wisconsin football.
Yeah.
Enter the team in the transfer portal and move to Division II.
The Badgers? Yeah. Okay.
That good. We'll put that up as a poll question on our site.
Yeah, they got shut out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I feel sorry for the Badgers.
Yeah, the students aren't even showing up to
get
rowdy in the stands. That's pretty sad, actually.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to maybe, you know, we can get the John and Gordy
cheering squad. Need uniforms for that. We got to get uniforms first. That's always the key.
No, it'll be a nude cheering squad, and I think that'll get them out there.
Oh, can't wait for the tryouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Really?
Yes. All right. Let's talk about Young America's Foundation President Scott Walker, okay?
Okay. We're going to end on a high note, huh?
Yeah. He loves young kids. Oh, does he love them? He hugs them. He just cherishes them. Because, you know, they have very young minds.
Well, what are you talking
about? Easy to brainwash. No surprise, of course, because, you know, he is the president of Young America's Foundation, which is a college organization.
Yes.
Well, he just loves the idea of Christian nationalist Turning Point USA getting into those K-12 schools. He does.
Wow.
This is Walker on X. This is what he posted. "They should absolutely be able to have a chapter. We will fight for students to have Turning Point USA or any other conservative group at their schools." Any other conservative group? How about all any other groups like John and Gordy's Antifa after school? I think that could work.
We should be there.
Well,
on his list.
We still have a curriculum to put together, but we'll have one in time to compete with Turning Point USA. All right?
Okay.
So anyway, the funny thing is that Lake
country classical academy is turned down, Turning Point USA. Now, they're a little more on the conservative side, but they're a great school and they have great credentials. So they don't want to have anything to do with Turning Point USA.
Now, Scott Walker's been out there a little bit more lately. He's been on CNN a number of times on some of their roundtables.
I don't know why. You know, he's a dumbass. You know, I don't know why we entertain that guy. You know, he's just not very smart. I'm laying out there. I tell the truth here on the program all the time, you know.
Speak your onions.
So, yeah, sure. Challenge me on that. Okay. Somebody, go ahead. Call me. Tell me. Mm-hmm. What smart thing did he do?
I'm thinking about it.
I know. You've
got nothing.
Deep in thought now. Well. You know, the thing here is what happened just a few moments ago. Catherine walked into the studio.
Yes.
And all the air just sucked out of the room.
She's just staring at us. She's sitting in the corner away from the microphone, just staring at us.
What happened?
You know, I feel a meeting is coming on.
Uh-oh. But come in here. It's been a kind of a...
What? It's Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
And we got 5 minutes left. And I look at 5 minutes left. And then we're going to get some happiness. Like, what are the first words out of your mouth as I walk in? Let's talk about Scott Walker. With 5 minutes left, what do you think Joe is going to be able to avoid slitting her wrists now?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't have any really funny stories that we could tell right
make
now.
But
we're
going to
see. We're saving it.
Make one up.
But we're saving that up for our Kreitlow appearance here. We're on in a few minutes on the network, so we saved all the happy news for that.
That's right.
All the happy, happy, joy news.
Yeah. Well, why don't we play? We can play John Oliver, Cut 86.
Do we have time?
Yeah, he's kind of a funny guy,
right? We got 2 minutes.
This is John Oliver. A few words for Trump.
Okay.
One day, the history of the time we're living through is going to be written, and when it is, I'm not sure it's those in this administration who are even going to come off the worst. Now, don't get me wrong, they're going to come off terribly. But history is also going to remember the cowards who definitely knew better, but still let things happen, whether it was for money, convenience, or just comfort. And I know this is something of a tough sell, and it can be a bit of anathema to risk-averse business leaders. But I will say this, if we've learned nothing else from this administration's second term so far, and I don't think we have, is that giving the bully your lunch money doesn't make him go away. It just makes him come back hungrier each time. They are never going to stop. They've literally said that openly. After Kimmel's suspension, Trump posted, "That leaves Jimmy and Seth two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC." And Kara's hinted that The View might be next. The f***ing View. Look, at some point, you're going to have to draw a line. So I'd argue, why not draw it right here? And when they come to you with stupid, ridiculous demands, picking fights that you know you could win in court, instead of rolling over, why not stand up and use four key words they don't tend to teach you in business school? Not,
here it is.
Okay, you're the boss. Not whatever you say goes. But instead, the only phrase that can genuinely make a weak bully go away, and that is, F you, make me.
There you go. That's how you deal with a bully.
Hey, that's going to do it for us. Tomorrow on the show, Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society with some animal adoption ideas for you. Also, Jesse Christensen on the latest THC laws. We're out of time. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.